Good afternoon. Welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. My name is Jarosław Szaliński. I'm the company's CFO. Before I start my presentation, let me apologize that Wanda Rapaczyński, the company's CEO, is not with us today. But due to some urgent family issues, she had to leave for the U.S. last night. As promised during our conference call after second quarter results, we are here today to provide you with some more details on the efficiency program we have been implementing in Agora. What are our objectives? Yesterday, we approved a detailed plan to optimize current business model of the Agora Group, and the main objective of the plan is to increase the operating efficiency of the company and to tailor it to changing market conditions and growing competition in media. Implementation of the plan will entail a material reduction in the operating expense of the group, primarily fixed cost, and our aim is to reduce the 2007 cost base of the group by circa 35 million Polish zloty. The plan also calls for an alignment of the company's employment level to its new business model. Due to its scale, redundancies in Agora SA are subject to regulated procedures of group layoffs. Therefore, yesterday we notified the Labour Office of the planned group layoffs in Agora SA, which will affect up to 250 staff in the period of September 20 to December 31, 2006. That represents about 7% of total staff of the group and 9% of Agora SA staff. Potential headcount lightening in other areas are not subject to such notifications. The 2006 restructuring cost in the amount of 5 million Polish zloty will be booked in quarter 3, 2006. What are we doing? What is the plan? On the one hand, we are making strategic decisions in a very competitive newspaper market. For several months now, we have been implementing a new pricing and marketing strategy for Gazeta to ensure its long-term market and financial position. And the strategy bodes well for the future. Our newspaper delivers strong circulation and readership figures, even in the context of a new competitor. The strategy, however, contributes negatively to the group's bottom line, and it is our responsibility to tailor the company's current business model to new market conditions. Our objective is to make business processes more dynamic and flexible. We intend to improve the efficiency of all processes, which are of key importance to our readers, advertisers, and shareholders. Simultaneously, we will be limiting or reducing those of which are not crucial from their viewpoint. Our plan assumes, inter alia, changes in the sales management structure, centralization of selected functions and outsourcing of several other, as well as optimization of many processes in support and administrative areas. The plan is based on detailed analysis in all business and support areas. Based on this, heads of all divisions work on the implementation scenarios and are responsible for marshalling the current resources of their operations to the current business model of the company. The measures are not only to improve financial efficiency of the company, but must enable its future growth. What are the next steps? We will continue to review processes and will consider further corporate-level steps, secondary savings following staff reduction, corporate-wide premises, key contracts, etc., etc. And this will likely be a rolling process. Outcomes will be reflected in our quarterly reports. If you have any questions related to this program, please ask. Thank you.